Ladies and gentlemen, the discussion here clearly could go on for quite a long time, and that is certainly the intention of this meeting, is to bring these ideas to the fore in a way that has practical value, to truly tease out the science-policy interface in a way that is meaningful into the future. At this point, it gives me great pleasure to introduce the winner of the Association of Polar Early Career Scientists essay contest. Kate Harris is a student at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She is also the recipient of the Explorers Club Award that was donated generously from the Explorers Club for Kate to be able to participate and contribute her speech on behalf of the young scholars of the world. So thank you, Kate.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure to be here, and I'm going to read my essay that I wrote in response to this prompt. Describe a major lesson that has arisen from the last 50 years of Antarctic Treaty System policymaking, and explain how it could be applied to another global or international commons of your choice. And this essay was actually excerpted from my master's thesis, which I wrote before I came to MIT, on transboundary conservation and how science and conservation across borders and boundaries can be used as a force for peace in the world and specifically in Kashmir. So the Siachen Glacier is a perpendicular wilderness in the high-altitude heart of Kashmir, where mountain ranges from India and Pakistan clash and civilizations clash with them. Controlled and contested by these countries, since partition in 1947, Kashmir is a landscape of convoluted geographic and political contours, and the Siachen Glacier, located within its disputed borders, claims the dubious distinction as the highest altitude battlefield in the world. Siachen also claims the distinction of being the longest non-polar glacier in the planet. While Kashmir is a long way from Antarctica, the success of the Antarctic Treaty System proves science can be a powerful force for peace in the administration of contested spaces. This essay explores how lessons from scientific peacekeeping with the Antarctic Treaty System in Antarctica can translate to the Siachen Glacier, another international commons of nebulous sovereignty where science might serve as a basis for peace and cooperation. The history of the Siachen Glacier conflict begins in 1972, when the line of control between Indian and Pakistan-governed Kashmir was settled. At this time, the line of control was arbitrarily terminated at a mountain survey point called NJ9842, and from there, vaguely extrapolated, and I quote, hence north to the glaciers. Siachen, located beyond NJ9842, was essentially dismissed as a wasteland of rock and ice of no strategic value to either nation. Everything changed in the 1980s when foreign mountaineers sought permits from Pakistan to climb virgin peaks in the Siachen region. India later learned of these expeditions and interpreted them as assertions of possession by Pakistan. In an escalating altitude race, the two nations' armies invaded the glacier and sought the advantage of high ground, and they've been up there ever since. With military posts at elevations above 20,000 feet, most casualties in the Siachen conflict have stemmed from natural hazards, with avalanches and altitude sickness proving more deadly than enemy action. There's actually been a ceasefire there since 2003, and yet the death rates have not dropped as much as you'd expect, simply because people were not really dying from bullets, but from altitude and the associated hazards. Millions of dollars are spent each day to maintain troops on Siachen, and thousands of tons of human waste and other trash are regularly dumped in crevasses. The devastating human, economic, and environmental costs of the Siachen conflict offer ample incentive for both India and Pakistan to pull out. But what the glacier lacks in strategic and economic value, it makes up for in symbolic value, and neither nation wants to lose face by losing Siachen. Science is somewhat complicit as a catalyst in the Siachen conflict, for scientific studies and geographic surveying initially rendered or inspired the initial exploration of the glacier and rendered it known, navigable, and vulnerable to exploitation and appropriation. But science might also serve as a solution to the territorial dispute through a treaty modeled after the Antarctic Treaty System. Antarctica, like Siachen, is a near-pristine wilderness invaluable as a natural laboratory for studying local scientific phenomena, as well as environmental and climatic processes of global significance. The ATS devotes territory that is remote and resource-poor, or at least resources are hard to extract from it, but science-rich, to the peaceful pursuit of knowledge by all humankind. And as would be the case for a Siachen treaty, it was established despite tense relations with the nations between the nations involved. Based on a form of cooperative caretaking, known kind of ironically as governance without government, and that's Oren Young, I think, coined that phrase, to give credit where credit's due. The Antarctic Treaty System has been hailed as a world order miracle that has kept Antarctica demilitarized and devoid of international conflict for half a century. While the ATS is not a perfect case study for Siachen, certain aspects of the 14 original articles of the 1959 treaty are highly applicable. These include the demilitarization of a territory and its dedication to scientific research, the establishment of research centers open to joint inspection, the resolution of disputes through neutral third-party means, the ban on nuclear activity, and last but not least, the deferral of sovereignty resolution. From the goal of demilitarizing Siachen to the essential transparency of scientific activity on the glacier, there's compelling rationale for applying these articles to a Siachen treaty. Article 4 in particular is perhaps the most novel, successful, and controversial aspect of the Antarctic Treaty System. By setting aside the sovereignty issue, this article permitted the negotiation of rules for conduct and governance on Antarctica and effectively institutionalized harmony between the treaty parties. Since it is in the economic and environmental interests of both India and Pakistan to settle the Siachen conflict, a Siachen treaty could adopt a strategy similar to that of Article 4, wherein both countries agree to disagree over the ultimate ownership of the glacier. This would isolate the Siachen issue from the seemingly intractable Kashmir conflict, enabling India and Pakistan to move forward on shared scientific and environmental imperatives on Siachen, despite enduring disagreement over Kashmir. Whether Article 4 offers a sustainable, long-term solution for Siachen, or for Antarctica for that matter, is unclear, but it certainly creates a politically workable atmosphere for science in the meanwhile. But while territorial claims to Antarctica are dormant, they're far from dead. And like the innocent dismissal of the Kashmiri line of control as vaguely extending hence north to the glaciers, the deliberate postponement of Antarctic sovereignty might prove a ticking time bomb of a policy. But while there is risk in delaying the inevitable, to quote Chris Joyner, who may well be in the audience here, Article 4 at least dampens the energy with which states pursue claims and fosters, meanwhile, an atmosphere of cooperation between claimant states that may ease future negotiations over sovereignty. Should territorial claims eventually surface to threaten the ATS, the hope is that a long-enduring pattern of harmony and cooperation between the parties would prevail over politics or other politics. The same hope would hold for Siachen. So in conclusion, I think the first step towards achieving permanent peace on Siachen is the establishment of a scientific peacekeeping treaty modeled after the ATS, but tailored for bilateral governance by India and Pakistan. This treaty could include the Antarctic approach of sidelining sovereignty so that science and environmental conservation can proceed unhampered by political tensions, at least in the short term. In this way, scientific peacekeeping on Siachen could be a politically acceptable, scientifically fruitful, an environmentally beneficial approach to conflict resolution in this corner of contested Kashmir. Siachen thus presents an opportunity for establishing common ground between nemesis nations. By applying lessons gleaned from the Antarctic Treaty System, the Siachen Glacier could serve as a noonattack of hope in the bleak, icy landscape of the broader Kashmir conflict.
Thank you very much, Kate, for considering and meaningfully applying the lessons of the Antarctic Treaty to other regions in the world. And that's certainly one of the aspirations and hopes of this discussion, is that lessons will be learned that can be used in other regions of the world. It gives me great pleasure on behalf of the Antarctic Treaty Summit International Board to present you with the medal.